I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
And I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The Soul Path of Awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello, everyone. Well, if you hear little crinkles and crackles, I'm getting my turmeric tea. I was so into the channeled message that I forgot to set the chat up. So my sacred space of empowerment, co-host, co-pilots. Some of you got in. Hey, Ray. So things will be getting set up. Really excited for today's program, today's podcast. A little fanning out because Lynn V. Andrews is going to be on. And I have read most of her earlier books, and used to have some deep dives with my assistant, who's also a really, really great friend, and we used to talk a lot about these books. So you know what? Everything kind of comes around full circle, doesn't it? So if you're in the chat, hello, hello, welcome. These are my co-pilots, cohorts. Sound engineers, let me know how the sound is and basically just kind of keep the energy going. I do see a lot of people listening by phone. If you have a question or a comment, please press 1, or you want a reading, press 1 on the keypad, and that lets you know that you're in the queue, and it also alerts me so that I know too. That's kind of how it works here. All right, everyone, get your tea, get your coffee, get your water and beverage and settle in. Again, call in number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad, and that lets me know that you want a reading, you want to say hi, you want to let me know how you're doing, you want to ask questions, whatever it is, please press 1. All right, so how about this energy that we are going through right now? There is a lot that is preparing for major, major, major decisions. And I really want to just share a little bit before I get to the callers, you know, how I'd like to. First off, all things awakenings, go to awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. We really don't check, maybe a couple times a year. The messenger through the Awakenings page on Facebook. And I'm not on Messenger. If you really need to get in touch with me, info@soulplayground.life, YouTube comments, those of you that are connecting with me on Patreon and doing my groups and programs, that's the best way, or MentorCam, because I'm booked out to about, I don't know, mid-February, end of February. So if you have a quick question or want to check in, or you have guest suggestions or topic suggestions, please email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Don't want to miss it. And, you know, this is all our co-creation. You all are helping co-create this. So I do appreciate the input. It's just, I don't want people to think we're ignoring them. It's just with so many people emailing and DMing and personal, you know, PMing, DMing, that we just have to kind of make it a little more organized as to where to look for the emails. And if you send it to awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, Sadie will handle it, or if it's something for me, she'll forward it to me. So, okay. I really, very interesting morning. I did my walk, went to go Oh, thank you, Tammy. Great to hear you. Great to hear you, too. I know last week we had a technical glitch. So we didn't have the program, but we're rescheduling Daniel Fiverson. And he's got a great book out on astrology, and he really does a deep dive. You know, a lot of the advanced astrologers, they look at patterns. So they look at events that have happened, you know, 10, 20, 50, 100, 150 and more years. So kind of like, it's interesting, everything's a pattern, whether it's stock market, whether it's weather, whether it's fashion, you know, you can tell what's going on if you look, if you don't get caught up in like, oh, this is mundane or mainstream, this doesn't count. It all counts, it all fits in. Which kind of leads me to my little channeling here, half talk and half channeling. I'm working on some new courses, really awakening to your own power and harnessing and understanding your purpose in life, your mission and what you're here to do and what's most aligned to you on a soul level, using also a lot of tools and specifically universal laws. So in light of that, I recently did, it hasn't posted yet, I recently uploaded and published the February 2022 reading on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. I have another one going up, and then after that, I did a whole reading on basically what is emerging, what aspect or what side of you is now emerging. Because we're always emerging. When you're connecting on an ego level, that part of you has already been done. You know what I mean? And we live in that place for a while, but every now and then, if you're really lucky, if you're blessed, I know it's a pain in the you know what, but if you happen to have a full or a rich life, you have many lives or lifetimes within one life. There will be a new part of you emerging. I mean, if I look at what I, from teaching school to, you know, being a successful model, traveling around the world, living abroad three times actually in my life, but one time for 3 years. All that came from the soul. I just answered the call. I just walked through the door, and I knew what to look for. I knew what to feel. So I really want to share this with people. People have been asking me, like, how did you do this? How do you manifest? How do you make your dreams come through? How do you? And it's very specific, but yet tailored to each individual. But there is a way, and many of you have heard me say, following the resonance. So I look for signs. I use my intuition. I use my instincts. Of course, I open to my guides, God, the all that is, universe, anything, everything that's life-enhancing. You know, I have my routine. So anyway, I was really drawn to do this reading, and I really got into this energy of, you know, we're always unfolding. That's why sometimes we don't know where we're going or what we're doing, because we're in the unfolding. You know, it's like before, you know, back in the day, you couldn't tell the sex of the baby, you know, infant in utero and or in the womb. And it was kind of like, oh, surprise. Well, that's what their soul is always doing to us. It's like, oh, you're going to do this now. And the whole key is not to resist it, because it's coming from the true you. It's coming beyond the ego. And the soul always does what is interesting, right, life-enhancing and fun and fulfilling for the ego. A lot of times after the fact, because our ego is the part of us that it's all about status quo. It's all about reinforcing things, stabilizing things, keeping us safe and secure. But our next level of unfolding and to have more fulfillment, we have to move out of that comfort zone. So at some point, comfort is great, but the best thing is to be comfortable within yourself so you can handle the changes and assist yourself in the changes. So really interesting. So I get up this morning, I do my walk, I go visit my chickens. Some of you know I have to go see the chickens and one particular chicken. And I'm doing this recording for one of my groups on Patreon, all about resonance and manifesting and all this, and about energy and intentionality and really watching what is being drawn to you, what are you magnetizing, to see if that's really what you want. Because a lot of people try to use the law of magnetic attraction without even looking at what they're drawing in, and that's where we start. Like, what you're drawing in is showing you what level you're vibrating to, what you're manifesting or drawing in, and whether you want to keep it or up-level it or not, or you perceive you're off track. You have to see first what's coming in. It's like getting the material or fabric. That determines what you're going to sew, what you're going to make. So you have to look at the material of your life to see what you're going to do. And you have to kind of, we're not taught to do this, so it is a little bit of a learning curve. Well, I'm walking, and then there's right in this little cafe, this wonderful cafe, very high, you know, very affluent cafe, that's all I can say, but they're only open like till 5 to whatever, 11 or something, 3 or something. And I walk by on the other side, and there's this homeless, I don't know what now they call him, I know there's another name, but he says out loud to everybody, as you get older, you get more philosophical. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, guys. I'm going somewhere with this. And I'm thinking, not really. Some people do. I mean, yes, there's wisdom, but some people do and some people don't, you know. But that hit me. I thought, yes, everybody's getting more philosophical now, this whole reset with COVID, this whole, and all that that brought out. We were already resetting. COVID just kind of pushed it over since about 2011. There's been a reset that's taking place. So I put that in my little cranium, and I thought, ooh, okay, yeah, that's true. That's going to have some meaning. So I get home, and my ear pod, one of them bounced out of my ear, and I cannot find it. And I just bought another pair to replace another one that I use just for walking. And this one, these are the professional ones. And I thought, oh, I don't really want to outlay another, you know, $100 within 2 days to find this thing because I lost the other one on one of my walks. So I paused for a second. I thought, okay. As I did that, by the way, 3 cards fell out of my Oracle cards that were on my desk when this happened. So I thought, oh, I'm going to do a reading and align my energy. So I've been asking, what's the next step, how I can really open up more and reach more people, help more people, assist them, and kind of break it down. What do you, you know, how do you live? Because a lot of people ask me that. That's why a lot of people do my workshops or come to YouTube. And there really is a system. And it's a lot of people use this that are high-level creators. They look. Even artists, painters, they'll say, oh, I noticed that something they got inspired by. But see, we're taught to tune that out, that it's a distraction. It's like we're taught not to daydream, not to take a nap, but some great ideas. I mean, Einstein did that. Einstein did all the, you know, work, all the equations, all the figuring things out, and then would go for a walk or go meditate or take a nap or just let his mind wander. And then the answer would come in. And that's, I'm not going to get totally into the astrology of it, but that is that Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces, we're being led to, you can live your life with less laborious effort. Not that you can't, not that there's not going to be trials and, you know, challenges and difficulty and obstacles. The soul likes all that. Think, oh, that's fun. Oh, we overcame this challenge. But the heavy lifting grunt work, that is disappearing, you know, for many, many that are hearing this soul call. So I tuned in, just meditated a bit, and I thought, okay, I'll either find it or guess what? You buy another one, whatever, you know, that it is what it is. I just totally let it go, and I did this reading. And then I had, for one of my classes, I happened to have my pendulum, and I thought, oh, I'm going to use my pendulum to find where that little, you know, ear pod went. Sure enough, I start using my pendulum, and is the lost ear pod over here? No, it's giving me no. It's giving. And then one area, which I'd already looked, it started swinging wildly, and I'm like, well, it is over there somewhere. I already had gotten down on the floor and tried to find it and couldn't find it. Did it again, got down on the floor, and then I did a little earthing meditation because I have a nice, cozy my healing office rug, kind of a hand-woven rug and nice hardwood floors. And I just sat there for a little bit and just tuned in. And sure enough, I looked. There was a piece of paper that had fallen on the other side of the shelf. And there where my pendulum was swinging wildly around was that ear, pod. Now, don't even ask me. It was like, because it bounced off of something in my office, and so it wasn't really where you would think it should be, right? Isn't that how lost things are, right? So I thought, oh, wow, there it is. I've been talking about energy and vibration, and now I'm using the pendulum, which is just a way of tuning into my subconscious mind that already knows, because our subconscious mind is recording everything. Our subconscious mind, you know, knows what's happening. It's about tapping into that and then getting into the non-local or infinite mind. So I thought, well, of course my subconscious mind saw where that bounced. Our subconscious mind doesn't miss a thing. And I thought, okay, there's something with energy here and connecting into our energy. And I thought, what is going on? What is that next step? Because so many people have been sharing with me that they feel like they lost momentum or things feel stuck or they have a lot of doubt right now, or they were really, you know, confident in their choices. And I find anytime that happens, that's a call for us to pause, feel, look around, maybe make adjustments, or just know things are unfolding. I like to say sometimes marinating. You know, the things are marinating. The soup is simmering. And you can't push. Things are being worked around. But it's precisely at that time that what our rational mind, our ego mind, doesn't want us to do, what we need to do is focus on something else. Like, I didn't keep looking and looking and looking, you know, for that ear pod. I'm just like, okay, you know, earbud, AirPod, whatever it is, the newest one. I used it to connect in more for the show, and I thought, okay, this is the direction I'm going in. So what I got is a lot of people coming out of this cave, some of it's enforced, isolation, being very inward, looking within, evaluating, looking at their life, you know, how did I get here, you know, looking at patterns, what, you know, are my relating patterns really supportive of me? Or are they just conditioned response patterns? Or are they genuinely what I feel I need and want, or what I want to do, or what I want to express, what I want to share? Especially in areas of career, a lot of people are waking up, and there's going to be more of a pause there where people don't know what they want to do, because the pause means go within. Get into a higher vibrational state of your higher self so you can connect to your soul so you can do what's most fulfilling for you. So a lot of people leaving regular jobs or transitional jobs or taking a transitional job and saying, this is going to tide me over. This is a bridge to what is really fulfilling for me. So there's a lot of more decisive action. So we're coming out of the cave, and it's about looking at the thread. What is the circuit of meaning right now in your life and all this chaos? Because out of chaos comes new order, and out of confusion comes creativity, right? So out of this chaos and confusion, that is all creative energy. That's why people that really kind of know this, you know, any entrepreneur that I've ever worked with, whether Fortune 500, 100, you know, Fortune 50 companies, a lot of them maximize out of confusion, out of downturns, down markets, or seeing a gap, the void, seeing a gap that's something, like there's a lot of energy going in one direction, you know, one field is doing well, or one area, one arena in commerce, and another is lagging. And they'll look, instead of seeing the lack, they'll go, oh, what can I do? Because no one's over there. Everybody's like in the beehive, you know, or fluttering around in one area. So we're being asked to do that for our individual life. So I would suggest to all of you, look at the thread in your life. What's the commonality? What's the thread that threads everything together that gives you meaning? That is meaningful for you in your life. And it's now about weaving that together. So that's where I was feeling that homeless guy was saying, when everyone gets older, they become more philosophical. Well, he was looking at, obviously he was getting some downloads, some source energies, but he kind of twisted it into the mainstream viewpoint that as we get older, we get wiser. That's not so true. I've met some 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds that are extremely wise, more wise than even their parents or their grandparents or the 70, 80, 90-year-old person down the road, you know. So it's we're going to get out of that. It's not so much about the age. It's about how we came in, our soul's development, and what we're exposed to, and do we follow our natural inclinations? That's that wisdom. Do we learn from our life experience, or do we keep repeating the same patterns, even though they don't get us what we really want, but we're stubborn, and we just keep on, keep on, keep on. We won't do it another way. But I do believe everyone is more philosophical right now. So we're to all be looking at the part of the self that didn't yet get a role to play, the side of you that is seeking expression. So the other thing that was coming in is making sacred your life. How do we make our life sacred? Intentionality. And that moves us, the intentionality moves us into authorship of our life, into a leadership or divine leader, being living authentically, having our own volition. It moves us in not following the herd or the hive mind out of fear. We connect into our authentic self. We have our own sovereignty, big word that's being bantied around, our own autonomy. Right now, sovereignty and autonomy looks very external, like people, oh, I don't want to wear the mask. You have to wear the mask. Okay. I would say people, and it's not about wearing it or not wearing it or getting the jab or not getting the jab. What it is about is what is your authentic self say and need and want? You know, it's like going to a parking place or you're going to go to a parking spot and all of a sudden there used to not be a meter, now there's a meter, and the meter person is there, and you're like arguing, for years I've parked here and there's never any meter. Okay, well, you can argue back and forth, you can even get a ticket and go to court and play this out, or you can just ask yourself, is this best for my authentic self? See, that's what people are having. A lot of people are getting caught up in the minutia. They're getting caught up in these little ego details instead of looking at their own life and seeing what is this reflecting for me, like as above is so below. How is what's going on showing where I'm not fully stepping up into my life and where I'm allowing others to control me out of fear, or not always other people, beliefs or ideas or shortcuts that don't get anywhere or external motivation that cuts us off from our heart and our authentic needs and wants. So that's what I feel we're all really starting to move into more, so that our life becomes more intentional. It's the difference between, you know, we've all had this experience when a certain meal is made with a lot of love. Years ago, I had this friend that just always amazing cooking, Mojgan, and salad, very simple, but when you'd sit, it was like sacred. It was breaking bread. You'd sit, you know, whether it was just with her or her family or our friends would gather together, and there was this amazing bond. But she'd go get the vegetables, the fresh spices. Everything was fresh, and she loved cooking, and she loved sharing with people. So we're really being asked to do that in our life now. Where can we bring this intentionality and also to look at the thread? And how can we begin to weave this thread together to make this kind of magic carpet of our life? So that's why things might be a bit on pause for people. What is Sue saying? So out of the chaos I have going, I will be shot out of the cannon, just like in the circus. That's what I envision, Sue. Yeah, maybe. It can be a little blurb, and it can be a poof, you know. It can be a cannon. It can also be a hot air balloon. Why don't you put that message in that it's flowing like a hot air balloon or a kite. All right, 347-539-5122. We're getting to readings. Okay. Hello, welcome. You're on Awakening.
Hey, Michelle. This is Owen.
Hey, Owen. Welcome.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling really good today. Got my turmeric tea, golden milk tea right now.
Nice. I'm drinking my lemon water with sea salt and feeling good too.
Ooh,
so.
Nice. So do you have a question?
I do. I also just wanted to say too, I tuned into your card reading before the show and thought it was really great. So thank you for that as well.
Oh, good. You caught it. You got the one that just published then. Oh, good.
Yeah. Also the intro, wow, I kind of feel like I'm in that pause right now too. I am calling about a move, or you know, the potential of a move. I quit my job a couple months ago, and I've been really kind of loving not working right now. It's been nice. I've been working on my music, but I recently, I mean, it's been my plan to move back home, and I'm really just kind of, I'm questioning that now, and just wanting to know if that's like a destiny issue or for me to move.
Yeah, the move is destiny, but where? And so that's, you're kind of in that spot that a lot of people are at, where the reason to move, why and where, isn't yet tied in. It hasn't yet, that thread hasn't been pulled it together, right? That part of the patchwork quilt. So I would say when that happens, it's like focus where you are from your art, what you're doing now, and notice what you're being more and more drawn to, because the place that you move will have more of that.
Okay.
Right? It'll have more of those elements. So focus on what are the qualities of the people you want to be around and the qualities of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people move and they don't realize, okay, what's my true vibe? You know, they're not realizing what is the lifestyle that really feels good for me or healthy for me or life enhancing. What really supports me? What kinds of things? What kinds of people?
Right.
And what are those people doing? And what is around? Like, I've lived in big cities a few times, and I came from beach town. I don't mind visiting. You know, I lived in New York, I lived in Chicago. London was okay because there's a lot of parks, and there's just a different pace, and easy to get outside, you know, into the countryside. But still, that's not my first choice. It was just kind of, you know, it was part of my path. So right now people are being asked to really look and see. My only concern with you with the family could be some entanglements.
So just get clear
about what's important for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, I do love where I live. I've lived here for 5 years, and now I'm just thinking, well, if I did decide to stay here, then, you know, go back into massage and kind of start a new kind of, in terms of what I'm doing for money, but also, you know, like I'm just, yeah. So
here's the thing I want to share with you. What I feel with you intuitively, psychically, is you are going to move, but I don't know if it's right now. Sometimes we feel something in our soul. Like, I have a client, a great client. I don't know if she's listening to the show now, but she's in the middle of her move. And I did a reading for her 6 years ago, maybe even seven, and she does regular work with me. And every time she'd get every now and then she'd get a reading, and I kept saying, you're going to move. Oh, no, my husband doesn't want to. No. I know you're going to move. It's a mountainous area. I see bikes. I see like a, you know, college town. It's nature. I don't know if it's Colorado or this or that. And it's going to be your husband is going to be the one that kind of pushes the move and says, you know, and he works remotely, blah, 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 blah. It ended up happening. And exactly. So that was a destiny issue. But because she even felt it, she's intuitive. She said, like 3 years ago, she says, I really need to move. I feel it's now. I said, it's not now. But sometimes we feel things before they happen. So that's what I feel with you. Yeah. You're feeling that there is a big move. But my sense is it may not be right now.
Okay.
All right, Owen. Keep listening. We've got a great guest coming on.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello.
Oh, hi. Michelle, this is Ray. How are you?
Hey, Ray. Good to hear your voice.
Good. Nice to hear yours as well. What a great opening. And much like Owen, My question has to do with moving as well.
Okay.
Spouse and I we made the decision to sell our place with the idea after the pandemic to kind of move into a little bit bigger space. And so the place, our place sold, great. And we said, hey, we're open to an adventure. Well,
ooh,
lo and behold, we actually
yeah,
did. I know, right? Be careful of asking the universe for an adventure.
Exactly.
We actually did find a property. And in this property, we found, you know, everyone has their boxes they need to check. And this property checks almost all the boxes. But we were kind of giving a little bit. Like view was kind of important to us in the yard. The view, we're used to kind of more expansive type views. And this is kind of like, you know, when you look out the back, there's like 20-foot ficus trees. So there's a lot of green. You feel very enclosed, but kind of almost like in a womb-like setting. So not what we anticipated, but we decided, you know, let's go for it. But throughout the real estate transaction, it's just been horrible, horrible communication with the seller and the seller's agents. So bad that we finally had to kind of pull out of escrow. And the sellers come back to us with an offer to get back into escrow. And I'm just kind of wary right now about how to proceed. I'm having a hard time trusting my intuition at this point.
Your intuition saying to move on, right? Your intuition saying to move on?
Yes and no. There's just so many factors.
Okay. Well,
part of it saying move on, yeah.
You're buying it in a Venus retrograde, which is the aspects, let's just say Mercury retrograde, but also Venus, which has to do with big items and luxury items or what we love. So that makes sense for a lot of this back and forth. Is it near a canyon? Or are you up against a canyon?
No,
kind of
nothing, no canyons. It's lower in the valley. It's in the desert cities.
Okay. But there's not mountains by you? Is there mountains? I'm seeing something high up,
well,
higher up.
Yeah, the house itself is lower. I mean, the city sits surrounded by mountains.
Okay. I'm almost getting you should think about it.
And it's funny because both my spouse and I, we have walked on it, and we can't come to any conclusion.
I think that's your sign. I think it's good, but I think there's something better. I think both of you are going through a change. I feel like you're going to get something that's much more open or open plan or bigger windows or something. I see big windows, sliding door, and I feel kind of indoor, outdoor living more. And probably even more entertaining. Yeah, I feel like you both, it's so funny, I feel like you both have been in this cave. You've kind of been, especially you, I'm getting, have been more in this kind of cave. So you're attracting this womb-like energy. It's almost like you need a container to really think about not just a house, but a home. What do we really want? Like, what's the lifestyle that we want next level? Do we want to have people over? Do we want to have, you know, a gym? Do we want to have indoor, out? You know, I'm getting much more fluid. I don't feel this would be bad. I just don't know how long you would end up staying.
That's helpful. And the place does have great indoor-outdoor flow. It's just not that, like, expansive view where you see the mountains and, you know, there's a ton of light. And I think that's what kind of makes this.
You're going to want that light.
Decision.
You're going to want that light. You're going to want that light,
okay.
Yeah, and the expansive view.
Okay.
Something both of you are going to be doing, I feel like you're more at home. So you've got to think about that. I feel where you go that's near a trail, it might be a little more out of the city or not as right in if you're in a city. It might be just a little more removed is what I'm hearing. So it's almost there, the expansiveness, yeah, but I do feel the, not to downplay the view, and I feel for you especially the light coming in. Yeah. All right, Ray.
Thank you, Michelle.
Take care.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. What a wonderful show. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This is Tammy.
Hello. Hey, Tammy. Welcome. What's your question?
I have a question on my job. Kind of walked off my job yesterday. And they give me a couple of days to think about it, whether to, you know, stay with it or move forward. I'm just, I can't seem to make a decision, and I'm wondering if you're getting anything as far as what I should do.
And Tammy, what is the decision?
I'm just really angry, like, with my job.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself in anger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go into my soul path with this healing.
But I feel it's bridging. So when we're angry at someone or something, it means a boundary has been overstepped. Irritation, frustration, annoyance, anger, and resentment mean that we have either overstepped a boundary, allowed someone else to overstep a boundary, or someone has overstepped it without our allowance. So it could be like, you know, having a phone call and you knew you could only have 20 minutes or a half an hour, and then it goes into 45 minutes or an hour, and you're resentful that, oh, I stayed on too long and now I didn't get stuff done. So I feel you're learning something where you're at, learn the lesson, and then bridge to the next, because I don't feel you're going to stay there, but I feel like it's about you making some choices and decisions for yourself and how you show up or what you allow. And you're not going to get everything your needs met. Certain things that you want met are not going to happen at that job. They're just not. So I would, when that happens, what I suggest is someone says, okay, this is just a transitional job. It's giving me money in or whatever it is, whatever the perk is, whatever the necessity is, not even a perk necessarily. It's getting me enough money so that I can transition into something I really want to do or so I can research and find out what it is I really want to do. So that's what I would say to you. So it's just a little bit of shifting with you, and then I think it's going to get easier for you, and you'll be able to focus more on what it is you ultimately want to do.
Okay.
All right, Phoebe. Take good
Thank
care.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Hi, welcome to Awakening.
Hello.
You're on air.
Hi,
Hello.
This is Amala. How are you?
Amala, doing great. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Wow, what's your question?
Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Yes,
yeah, so I'm actually going through, it's been a while of this. I don't know if you could just tune into my energy with people have, I value myself, and it's just time, this has been happening at least for 4 months, that people are not following through with me, even with work. I show up. They don't call back, things like that. It's just, it's been a long time like this. Just was wondering what you feel or sense with that. Why is this happening? You know,
I think
when
the wisdom of that homeless person, philosophical point of view. A lot of time, now, I talked about this, I think, well, definitely on my blog post on soulplayground.life. You might want to take a peek of that. And then the 2020 overview on my YouTube channel, Soul Awakening with Michelle Mache. It's all about relationships and what happens with relationships. We not only get perception, very rarely do people perceive, but also projection. So this year, there's going to be a lot of projection. And so we understand how to handle projection, then we move into perception. So I would suggest in these kinds of situations, ask, has this happened to me before? How do I feel about this? What does it mean to me? And then go, okay, I like to give the person the benefit of the doubt. so that I don't, it doesn't stay in the projection mode. I just go, okay, maybe they're busy, something else is going on. I had something like this the other day with a, on a business level, this company that I'm working with, and clearly in the wrong. I was on this tech call. It was too long. I mean, it was just, oh, my God. And I started firing off this email, and I had my points and my blah, 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 blah. And then I just let it go, and I thought, okay, I'm going to send it later. I'm going to relook at it. This person's overwhelmed. I don't know what's going on. This has to be addressed. You know, and because I told them I'm working with multiple platforms and, you know, I'm trying to do
stuff. With, yeah.
Then they came back around. So a lot of times when we get people doing the same thing over and over to us or we feel like we're not being valued, a lot of times it's like, how are we inserting ourselves into that belief? Like, this is happening because they're not valuing. And bring your awareness back to your...
In my case, just very quickly, I have a website, right? I hire them November 18th. I'm not kidding you. They said that they'll be done with it December 16th, my birthday, actually. They weren't done with it, in air quotes, until January 14th, which is 8 weeks versus 4 weeks. Not only that, it's January 26th,
but the
and
thing is,
they
you
have
still have
so
to
many
shift
glitches.
It. Okay, I'm just because I got so many calls.
Yeah.
I'm just,
yes,
you still have
I'm sorry.
To shift it within yourself. No, 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 don't, no apology. But you
yeah.
still have, there's a, when we're attracting or manifesting, we get the lower
yes.
level harmonic first, and then when we follow it through. So in that case, because I've been in situations like that, I work with, you know, quite a few people supporting, and sometimes they don't get things on time, and things are, you know, and I can go into, my God, they're not appreciating me, or this or that, or why is this happening? Just like I did earlier, I go to my pendulum, I go to my med, I go, okay, what can I do right now because it is what it is. I handle it within myself first, and then, if need be, with the other person. So you have to look at this is happening, but there's a lesson, there's a wisdom in that. Once you get that, then it's going to happen less.
Right.
You know, or even people
okay.
will turn around and say, oh, I'm so sorry that it was so late. Here's a discount. But we always
yeah.
have to handle it first within ourselves, and that shifts everything. You know, also my website, 5-Step Emotional Clearing Process, you can copy and paste that. That can help you with this also. Because
okay.
you want to get out of the projection mode. See, we all stay, we've been taught to stay in the projection mode. You're very right. It doesn't mean that you're not right, and that person's behavior or the commitment that they didn't do it, they're at fault or they're wrong, if you want to look at wrong or right. But wrong and right doesn't shift the pattern. It keeps us in the game.
Right.
You see what
right.
I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Yes.
That
yes.
makes much,
so we want to
very
get
much
out
sense.
Of that game and into the and get into the perception. I didn't
Most.
Send that email. And then I thought, Michelle, are you being a slacker? Are you just not confronting things in a business way? I'm like, well, I don't know. I got 3 emails. For
okay.
support, saying, how can we help you? What do you want to do? And I thought, okay. We've got to remember we have the higher self, not just the ego. There's a part that's orchestrating and handling things for us.
Right.
If we can get out of
right.
our way, right?
Right. And it's also,
right,
you know, like, just one last thing. The last thing is that, like, also it's ego. Like, you don't want to control everything either. So that's what popped up for me just in this conversation. So. It might be
yeah,
the fact I need to bless out.
People, I mean, we can be the tyrant, but sometimes we don't know what is on that other person's plate.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
few people just are slackers to be slackers. Usually they're overwhelmed. Something's going on. And so if we can
right.
just allow for that, then yeah. that's where the secret sauce is. Then we can figure
that
some other
sense.
Things out. Yeah.
Okay.
Let us know
okay.
how this unfolds for you, okay? All right.
Thank you
Take
so
care.
Much. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Ciao, Michelle. It's Zoe. How are you?
Hello, Zoe. Hello, Zoe. How are you?
So, I am very good. Thank you. So, my question is similar to Owen and Ray's, I believe. Yeah, I was basically proposed a couple days ago from the person who owns my place, that he might not be renewing the lease in a couple of months, which worries me a little bit because I really like where I am right now. So I did my best to tune into it, and it just keeps telling me, you know, remain poised. There's no place like home. And I'm like, yeah, but what else is coming in? And I'm sensing like some type of like a masculine energy, like a co-creative thing. And I'm curious if this is like someone else I'm going to be moving in with, someone else I'm going to be moving away with, because I'm like, if I were to move, do I leave here? You know, do I stay in Bali or Indonesia, or, you know, is it I'm moving in with somebody else, or is it I'm going somewhere else? And, you know, it's just, it has me a little bit frazzled because I'm literally at the precipice of completing these projects. And I'm like, man, I don't want to think about where or if I have to go somewhere, you know?
It feels like there's people in your network that you could go with, because I feel like you just said it, you're completing. I feel like you have more to do, potentially to wrap up. Something about a ship or a boat. You're going to be on a boat. I don't know if you're on a boat now.
Yeah, we're talking about my friend has a big pirate ship. We're talking about doing events out there. Like that's what I'm saying,
okay,
is I don't feel like I'm pleaded,
yeah,
here, but I also feel like there's some type of movement, but I can't figure out if it's like
I feel
home
you have another move,
or,
but that whatever with that ship or that boat, there's something that you're going to be doing there that you're to be a part of. Part of what I see with you is you're getting a new crew. You know, there's a new soul group, or some of them you know already, but there's some new people coming into your life that I feel are much more supportive and on alignment to where you are and where you're going. So that may be also why, you know, the move of this from this person. But I don't know. I feel like you meet somebody through this group, but it feels like there's a transitional move for you. Like, oh, come here, you can stay here, or we have a place, or this is a great place. It's something around the people with the boat, with the ship.
Yeah.
Is
but you
I'm
don't
hearing.
Feel me, like, leaving Indonesia or this, because this keeps getting propositioned for me to go back home, and I'm like, you know, I'm not really,
well,
I don't feel
like
really ready,
yes.
but I do feel
ultimately,
some type of,
yes, ultimately, yes, and yes, ultimately, yes, you are. But there's something that you're in between about to complete is what I'm hearing that has to do with this ship or this boat. And then I feel you are moving on.
I am leaving here, you think?
I feel so. I do. I got to scoot. Yeah, let's see. Not quite yet, though.
I feel I'm like, if I leave here,
yeah,
in the next couple months,
yet.
I don't feel like I'm leaving here just,
yeah,
yet. But I
not,
mean,
no.
I don't
it's
feel
not,
like it's
no,
time to
right.
go back to California just yet.
Yeah, not yet. All right, sweetie, I got a scoot. I'm glad. Good to hear from you all the way from Boston.
Nice to hear from
love
you.
It.
Yay, ciao for now. Excited for the guest.
Yeah, ciao. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Doing great. What's your question?
Hi. Okay, Hi. So my question is a little bit different. It's about health. I ended up getting sick at the end of last year while I was on vacation, and I had some residual things that happened after that. I ended up being put on medication, and I feel like that might have maybe started something that wasn't there before. Long story short, I've been to doctors and God knows how many doctors in the past couple of weeks, and they keep telling me that it's this thing, and I'm like, no, it's not that. And I do have a stress test coming up next week. So my question is, do you think it's a heart problem, or could it be, is it something else? Is it something serious? And if so, like, will I be able to get past it?
I feel like it could be stress, and there could be dietary lifestyle changes needed to be made, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. That part, I was already on that trajectory, and then this happened.
Okay. Well, I think that's going to help. What's coming? Sometimes we still have to, it's like getting the cold or the flu, even though you take out everything, it still has to go do its cycle is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah. It shows
so pretty much
better,
it doesn't
say. It shows it's getting better.
Yeah, I do feel a little bit better. I definitely feel better than I did 2 weeks ago. I'm still feeling some pressure, and I was telling them, and that's why I was worried if it might have been my heart, and that's why they suggested for me to go to a cardiologist to get a stress test. But now it kind of has me scared because I'm like, I want to be able to work out and do things, and if it's a heart problem, then it's going to limit me a little bit.
I don't think that it's going to be that, but get your test done. You know, I had something last year. I think I had COVID. Oh, okay. So I thought I had I had the EKG, had all that. I thought my heart was pounding hard.
Yes,
I laid
me
down,
too.
I heard my heart. I go get the test, and my doctor is like, your heart is so strong. He's like, you could run a mile now, and it's don't worry. And I'm like, are you sure? He showed me the thing. He said, trust me. You're not dying from a heart attack. He goes, your heart is so strong. And I go, well, what? And he goes, sometimes people lay down and they hear their heart more.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what was going on? I don't know. But anyway, I saw the test. Everything was fine. But so I feel you're getting better, but it is kind of a wake-up call. It is like a wake-up call for some changes is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Okay.
So
well, that makes
I feel
me feel
you.
Better.
I know. It's scary. When I had that thing, because my heart was pounding so much, my blood pressure was so high, because also I got nervous because being in the doctor's office
Same
about
here.
The heart. The nurse was like, we got to rush you to the hospital. I'm going, let's just wait. I don't want to make a big deal. And then, of course, after I talked to the doctor, they took my blood pressure that was really low. I was like, he's like, it gives you a little nervous. I'm like, oh, my God. I got to all remember we're under so much stress, you know?
Yes.
That no matter
and
what
you, don't
you
even
do,
realize
it's still... Exactly.
Yeah, and
please
my
keep
thing
us
was
posted, though.
Yeah,
they tell you?
For me, they were telling me that it was anxiety. And I'm like, no, like my heart is pounding too much. My blood pressure is up. Like, this doesn't make any sense. So
that's what they took. But that anxiety takes weird symptoms.
I'm learning that.
I mean, even I meditate, all the stuff that I do, because that's what he was telling. And I'm like, no, how could it be? I do this. I meditate. And he's like, I'm like, wow. I go, I've never had this happen. You know, I thought for sure I was going to be, you know.
Yes.
In the hospital.
All
whatever.
Right. Well,
so
thank
do
you
your
so
walk,
much.
Start your walk, change the dietary changes, get your stress test. That'll make you feel more at ease. Get that EKG.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Care.
All righty.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. That could be so scary. But I'm in good health. Fit is a fit. Sue McCarthy, intense cosmic energies coming in. Yeah, the heart racing, beating. You had that last year. Yeah, I think a lot of people had it. Scared the heck out of me. But then my doctor, he's so funny. Young guy, he's like, I don't know. He said some funny joke. He goes, it's so strong. It's fine. It's fine. but sometimes you got to get stuff for peace of mind, right? All right, waiting for our guestie to come on. Let's see if we can get one more in. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This is Katie. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Hi.
I wanted to know
what is the vibe or the energy what my guides are saying about taking this exam in February. And I just wanted to know what were my guides saying about that?
Okay,
right.
Well, first of all, they're saying, okay, that also, okay, you know a lot more than you think you do is what I'm hearing. You think it's going to be to relax more. You know a lot more. I don't know what that's about, but you know, does that make sense? You actually know
the
material.
Yeah, I've taken the test numerous times, right? And I think because I didn't pass it, my confidence went down, but it doesn't mean I can't pass it just because I didn't pass it, right? So I know a lot of the answers, and I'm answering a lot of questions, but I also just think when I was in school, they kind of, or just society says that this is such a hard exam that even though I'm getting some things right, it's like there's something in me that says I'm supposed to struggle or supposed to be hard. And it's like,
you get nervous.
Yeah.
So I would get some rosemary essential oil that helps with memory and kind of relax and be good. And when you go, you know, even doodle, draw out what it is or, you know, write some things down. That'll help your mind. But you just need to settle your mind is what I'm hearing. Because you know the material. That's what they said. You know the material.
Yeah. Because, I'm getting a lot of there's like three parts to it. And I think I kind of get into a fear of what I don't know. Like, I was kind of, like, shamed about it as a kid. So I kind of feel like I need to kind of, like, forgive myself for the past and not hold that against me and don't let the past define my future. And, just kind of, like, be in the moment of – I think I just need to kind of, like, just build up my confidence and just – this. It can be easy. It doesn't have to be
what
hard.
What you can do is what we – you can do a temporal tap with the temporal lobe or temporal ridge right above the ear –
And you
feel
I know what you're
bone,
talking about.
The bone.
Yeah, you
and
go from the front to the back. Yeah.
Front to the back. That's all you need to do is tap in, that temporal tap. I'm ready to pass the test. It is divine timing. It's the right time to pass the test. I pass the test with ease. And tap it in, the right side, so it goes in the right hemisphere of the brain, and just tap it in. You'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're giving me a confirmation because my mind actually told me that.
Well, not a lot of people know about the temporal cap.
No, it didn't tell me about the temporal, but it told me the words you said. It told me to say those things, but it didn't tell me the temporal part, the tapping part.
Oh, well, tap it in, the temporal. Yeah, the temporal ridge.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. Hi, welcome to Awakenings, you're on air. Hello, you're on air.
Hi, this is Jamie Gandy.
Hey, Jamie, welcome. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if you could tell me if I'm going to get a puppy soon. I was going to ask about the move, but since everybody else is, and I can't have a puppy where I live, I think I'm going to be moving soon, so... I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to get a puppy.
All these moves, just like I predicted, another mass exodus, everyone's moving. You are moving. I don't feel you found the place yet. But I do feel a move. You will definitely down the road get a doggy. You're definitely, I would say anyway, most people just relax. The energy and the aspects astrologically greatly improve in March and April on. It's moving, and we're getting momentum, but there's still a lot of start-stop. It's like things almost coming together or almost ideal, almost perfect. So, give yourself a little bit of time. But, yeah, just start looking, and, you know, you'll find something.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello. Oopsie. Hello, you're on air. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
I wanted to know.
Who's this?
It's Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Michelle. So my question is there some energy or whatever that I keep rewinding that's making me procrastinate so to look for a job? Like, is there something I can do or something I'm missing of why I'm, like, not getting to it.
Timing. I have found that procrastination a lot of times is our higher self intervening.
Okay.
There may be something else that you would be better suited doing or a focus. Now, again, we have to be honest with ourselves. There's some things that we just really don't want to do, and it takes time. But usually if we listen to our higher self, connect to our intuition, we get things boom, 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 boom. And I'm a big, because I am a manifest, I get a lot done. And I still have to learn this over and over. I have to remind myself. Sometimes I'm just blocked by the universe, or I don't have energy. Like the other day, I had all these plans, these different platforms. Part of my contract is doing certain videos, and I was going to do videos for my YouTube and content for these workshops. I had all these plans, and I had worked a lot Friday, and then I had Saturday, I had workshop, and I had done videos. I thought, oh, I'll just take Sunday off, and then Monday, I'm going to do all this. Monday came, and no, my body, mine was like, no, no. And I was like, come on, you're going to get up and early and do it. And I was trying to put it, and then I went, no, no. So I had a leisurely morning, made my tea, did this long walk, went and saw the chickens. And part of me is like, you slacker, you said you'd get all this done.
Right. Yep.
But it was a different timing. And so I got the message, 2 o'clock, get ready. So I got ready, got half of what I needed to do, enough, done. But my vision was get up early, get it done, da-da-da-da. So I feel for you, how can you get in touch with that divine feminine flow? You know, you're in touch with the masculine aspect of the to-do, which is great, great aspect as well. But honor the timing. And sometimes, Cynthia, it's just doing something else before, something else that gives us joy. You know, and I love doing my videos, all my content, but I don't, honestly, I have to put makeup on. I don't like doing that, and I don't like setting stuff up. Once that's done, but I've tried to do without the, you know, anyway. So I feel that for you. I feel there's a couple things that you could do. Just maybe change your schedule just a little bit. Maybe it's a tea or a coffee or a walk, or you make a smoothie, or something that you do, or read a book, read a passage. Pick a card, an oracle card, center yourself for that. Do something else. And I'm telling you, 9.5 times out of 10, the energy shifts because you've given to yourself first.
Okay.
And then the other stuff is, because I do see you looking for work. I do see you getting a, actually quite a good position, actually, good job, corporation, core. I do see you getting something. Yeah, I do. So I feel like there's just one little step in there.
That helps. Thank
All
you.
Right.
That helps.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, I love you all so much. That's great, great calls. Very inspirational. Oh, and so many calls that it's exactly what we're all going through in one way or another. All right. You guys, I'm going to be fanning out a bit because we have Lynn V. Andrews on, New York Times and internationally best-selling author of the Medicine Woman series, which I have read them all, which chronicles her 3 decades of study and work with shaman healers on all 4 continents. Lynn's actually a best-selling author, not of 1, 2, 10 books, 20 books. She's also recognized worldwide as a leader in the field of spiritual healing and personal empowerment. As a shaman, healer, and mystic, Lynn is widely acknowledged as a major link between the ancient world of shamanism and modern society's thirst for profound personal healing and a deeper understanding of the pathway to enlightenment. We're going to be diving in a bit to her about her new book, Acts of Power, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living. Welcome, Lynn. It's great to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God. Lynn, when I saw you were going to be on, I was like, oh, my God. Star woman, medicine woman, crystal woman, jaguar woman, which I love. Flight of the Seventh Moon. I had to tell my assistant. I had to tell a few friends of my assistant, you never guess who's going to be on today. This is really... because you're like a major, not only leader, but have been, at the forefront of this, really at the cutting edge of the whole idea of bringing from indigenous cultures, the wisdom keepers, you know, the shamanic wisdom and ritual, and making it so through your story that what they say contemporary or people that aren't in touch with that can see the magic and the mystery and have an understanding, as well as the tools to tap into that for themselves. So, yeah,
you're wonderful to say that, and it's true. I started writing really a long time ago, and 21 books ago, and wanted to bridge this incredible native world of intelligence and healing and bridge that into our everyday life, which was, that's what I was doing with my first books, or probably all of them, actually, even this latest one, Acts of Power. It's teachings for everybody in life. We all are whizzing out the door in the morning to go work on something.
Mm-hmm.
And this book kind of gives you a point of view.
I think we need that. I mean, the top of the program before you came on air, it really, I had my own shamanic unfolding, getting the messages, but it was all about living intentionality and weaving the common thread. And like you say, moving away from that whizzing to get stuff done, whizzing to make it happen, you know, whizzing to make the decisions. I feel like we're in this, it's really about counterbalancing that now. I feel like we all need the support. And I'm a big proponent of books, cards, everything. You know, I feel like we need reminders, and our society doesn't hold enough of those reminders. So, you know, we need to put them together ourselves. Now, Lynn, I do have a question. How did you embark upon this? Because I even remember in your earlier books, you really had this mystical, magical experiences that you chronicled in your book series. Did you start, was it born out of your own seeking, being on a path? Is that how it began for you? I'm just curious how you got on this path.
How did you get here? I was
how did, well, because all this, I mean, you bring so, I mean, just your books bring you, I mean, everyone needs to, yes, get the Act of Power, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living. However, all you bring people into this world. I mean, very few authors are able to do that. Where you read your book,
well,
you're in that world.
Oh, I'm so glad you say that. I try so hard to bring people into that world because I was a woman married in Beverly Hills. My husband was in the film business, and I was raising my daughter and working with art, peripherally as an art dealer, and wanting to write, but didn't what I wanted to write about. And all these
mm-hmm.
things happened to me that were, I would tell somebody a little bit about it, and they would just look at me cross-eyed, you know, like, are you kidding? That can't possibly have happened to you.
Right.
And, you know, and so I thought, all right, I'm going to write a book. And the Native women had asked me to do this anyway, and just mm-hmm. write about the teachings and what we've done together. And so I did. And, oh, my gosh, I got attacked by everybody. And then finally, they just settled down as I wrote book after book. I realized that this was actually going on and that I was wonderful and that it was so great that I was sharing it. I'm sure a lot of people have
coming from where you came, I could imagine people were like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? How could you start working with these women? Was it just something, a part of your path or seeking and finding, and you just alighted on it and said, this is amazing,
oh, no.
I just want to know more, I want to step, no?
No, no, I was, I had been looking for a teacher for a very, very long time. And I had met a lot of men who were great teachers in their own milieu, whatever that was, and I was interested in something else. I just didn't know what. And then I met Agnes Wisselgelk through a series of circumstances and very, very unlikely circumstances. I found myself in Manitoba, Canada, out on the reserve, looking for a little cabin in which Agnes Wisselgelk resided. And then I met Ruby Plenty Chiefs as well. And
I remember that forever. In the books.
Yeah, and I met them, and it was the strangest thing. I'm sure you've had experiences like this where you just, you know that this person has meaning in your life. And I met these teachers, and I knew instantly that I was supposed to work with them and that it would somehow been ordained.
Uh-oh, we lost you. We lost Lynn. Call back in, Lynn. Why did she talking about that? Oh, let's see if she calls back in. Lynn! Oh, right as she was talking. Because I was just going to ask. I didn't know in the book. Oh, you can hear me. We lost Lynn. Oh. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah, the story was getting good. You can hear me? Okay, thank you. In the chat. I didn't realize that these books were actually what was happening, that she was going through this. Okay, let's see if I can call her. Dropped out. I've got a lot of people listening by. Ooh, story was getting good. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Let's see, everybody. So this was all true, what she was experiencing. I did not know that. I thought it was, some of it was kind of fiction, but I remember from one of the books.
Photographs of a marriage basket. And I was obsessed with trying to find it.
Right.
And, when I called the gallery the next day after seeing it, they told me that they never had such a thing. So I went on a search for it and never found it. But in the process of telling him about it, he went, oh, and he knew instantly that it was Ruby Plenty Chiefs and Agnes who had sent me a photograph, kind of as an invitation on another level of awakening, I guess you might say.
Lynn, I'm going to bump you over to the next, where you called in before on the switchboard, because in the chat they're saying it's a little garbly, the connection. So I'm just getting you back on the, okay. So do you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can. Now I hear Lynn. Yes, they can. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, thank God for the chat. So that's interesting. So you were guided. Sounds like everything's been guided for you. All these, kind of missions and adventures and mysteries. Go here, meet this person, go there. Is that true?
Oh, yes. I kind of, well, I was introduced to Agnes and Ruby. I hadn't met them yet. And this gentleman, this medicine man, Ruby and Matt, and to go to this general store and follow the road down the da-da, and that's three stones on the left, take a left, and so forth. And I did. I flew up to Manitoba the next day and followed his very rough map, and I did find the cabin of Agnes Whistling Elk. And my story really goes on from there.
So what guided you now to Acts of Power, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living, which is now your offering to the world? How did that come about?
It's taken me a couple of years or more to write this book. And it's I wanted to write something that would inspire people on a daily basis, but wasn't pages and chapters of reading. And so I distilled thoughts down to almost a half a page a day or less. And I started writing them, and I put them in this form, and it's just wonderful. It inspires me. I look every day for work.
I love the idea of a daily guide. I find it so powerful.
Well, you know, we're obsessed with thoughts right now of chaos. You know, there's trouble in the world, and there's pandemics, and there's, oh, gosh, this, that, and the other, depending on where you are. And I thought, well, you know, we need this. We need to lift our minds out of worry and out of these concepts of being very secluded in our thoughts. And I wanted to give people sort of an awakening in a way. I tried very hard to do that, but I think I've done it. I think the book is excellent, and I defy anyone to get a hold of this book and start using it. And tell me if you find flaws or something, I'd love to know, because I tried so hard to answer any question that would come up.
And I like that you call it Acts of Power. Can you touch on that? It's like there are these acts of power.
Read, you know, just a couple paragraphs. These are meant to become an act of power. And an act of power can be a gathering of your thoughts. It can be the making of a flute, the painting of a picture, writing a book. You know, those are all acts of power. And an act of power is something that you delve deeply into your essence to find.
Right. Yeah, and this helps bring it out. Okay, still crackly. Oh, Lynn, do you mind calling back in?
Well, no.
Because we really want to hear you brighter. Yeah, brighter.
Okay. What number?
Let's see, I've got it here. The 347-539-5122.
Okay.
Go ahead and hang
right
up this
back.
Okay, good. Go ahead and hang this one up. Okay, everybody, that should be, I know you can still hear me, so that, okay, we'll get her off of that. And then, let's see, she'll call back in. Oh, sorry about that, but she's giving such great information. I want everybody to be able to hear it, and it's just not having the best phone line. Let's have her call back in. And I love that acts of power. You know what I was thinking about, too? When you do affirmations or follow some kind of empowerment, some kind of tool, it does build this power within you. You have this power, you build a reservoir, right? It's like building a reservoir. So I really agree with Lynn, what she's saying with that. Lynn?
I am back, you lovely people.
Much clearer. Oh, much clearer. So I was thinking when you, the acts of power, so you're kind of building this reservoir as you're doing these daily teachings. Reservoir.
Yes. Uh-huh. It is. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of gathering power.
Mm-hmm. Gathering power. Kind of ties in what I was talking about earlier about intentionality before you came on the program. And I feel things like, you know, cards or good wisdom teachings or, you know, daily teachings for inspired living, that inspiration kind of when the chips are down, and you said, like, a lot of chaos, people focusing on the chaos parts, but we need to all learn how to navigate through that chaos, right?
Well, we, yes, of course, and so many other things. I wrote a book called Love and Power, and it's about how you love what you love, whether it's people, your job, animals, whatever, and how you keep your power along with your love. A lot of people give up power when they fall in love, and other people give up love when they find power.
Power, yes, that's so true. Yes, that's right.
So I wrote this book.
You can go for one or the other.
But Love and Power is a wonderful book also, I think.
Well, I think people should get acts of power when you have your daily teachings to get you going, and then something else that you can also dive in and marinate in. Let me ask you, people following, what are some of the benefits, whether you've seen in yourself or other people, of following a daily guide?
I don't know that I'd call it following. I think it's something that is individual every day. And you have the opportunity. It's like having a cup of coffee in the morning. You know, you don't have to have it, but you do because it tastes good. Or whatever, gives you energy. And it's the same thing with all of the ideas of active power. You just open the book and go, oh, I wonder what it says for today. Life is a wonder. and on and on. And it gives you a new thought.
Yeah, I find for me, in using books this way, there's that element of surprise, but a lot of times an aha or an answer to a question, or it helps me maybe focus a different way or reorientate how I'm looking at something. And then, right? And then I find, too, though, that you start looking for the magic, you know, the mystery and how you have, you know, in all your books, it really shown that is possible to live this way. And I do believe starting with, you know, a guidebook, a daily guidebook, whether during the day and at night, but I do find it does prime us to live more that way instead of living only from the mundane aspect. But it's like we need that primer, though. We need that reminder, which, you know,
well, we do, because one of the problems is that you're concentrating on something that is entirely different, and you pick up a book full of wisdom, and you read a line or two, and wow, you know, it snaps you into a clearer reality, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then also, yeah, helps others connected to their own wisdom. Been feeling a lot or contemplating a lot or keep seeing the word wisdom in so many different ways. You know, wisdom,
yes.
Wisdom. What's the wisdom in this? When you were with these teachers, native teachers, they talk a lot about wisdom. And what is their perception of wisdom that you learned that you can pass on to us? What is wisdom? We hear about wisdom, but
wisdom is so different. It depends on which subject, you know. As Albert Einstein said once, long ago, he said, a human being is part of a whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. So he experiences himself, your thoughts, for instance, and your feelings as something separated from the rest of people's play in the world. And it's kind of an optical delusion of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So this delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and what we've learned in life from, you know, all the programming that our society gives us.
Programming.
Yeah, so our task must be to free ourselves from that prison of ideas and widen your circle of compassion to embrace all of life, all living creatures, and the whole of nature and its beauty. And that's what we're doing, I think. That's why I write. And probably most of my readers are looking for a new way of finding compassion, for instance.
And that's definitely a power within itself, to have compassion.
Yeah, right.
Definitely.
And people should bring... Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lynn. Go ahead.
I really finished. Yeah.
Okay. We got a little delay with the podcast. I'm just thinking this book is so timely, I think, for navigating
what we're all going through right now. Well,
the daily teachings. I think we, you know, and it just brings me back again to that word intentionality. I think setting the day, setting the tone, closing the day, you know, that it's going to be these little breadcrumbs that lead us on the path and, you know, reorientating our mind to understand this and know what to look for.
Right.
It's important, yeah. It's really important.
Yeah, I think it is important because people sometimes just forget how to do things, like welcome the truth into their lives.
And this is a way to do that, to help assist in that. Oh, Lynn, we're out of time. I'd love to have you back at some point, anytime. Love to have you share.
I would...
I love what you've brought.
Yes, and if, you know, something specific comes up, I'll get in touch with you, and maybe we can talk about it on the show.
Okay, that sounds great. Yes, absolutely. I know I'd enjoy it, and I know our listeners will as well. In fact, we have a lot of people in the chat saying thank you. So wonderful. Thanks, Linda Michelle.
And honey, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you're wonderful, and I honor you for what you do. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, you take
care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everyone, that was Lynn Andrews. You can find out more information by going to lynnandrews.com. really her books, if you want to just dive in and just be transported into another world, but it is our world. It's an, you know, another way of living in the world. Her books are fantastic for that. Her most recent book, Acts of Power, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living, which is a daily guide, which I think we all need right now. I use a guide, multiple guides. And also she talks about Love and Power. I haven't read that one yet, so I'm going to check that out. Again, Lynn Andrews, we've been diving in about her most recent book, Acts of Power, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living. I am so inspired. White Calla Lily in the chat. I have never heard of her, but we'll be buying her books starting at number one. Yeah, they're really, I mean, I've been thinking what to read or watch, you know. But I think right now we really need to tap into things that remind us and reinforce the mystery, the magic, other dimensional. I've been watching on Netflix, well, I finished it already, the series called The Gift, and it's set in Turkey. So it's in Turkish. It's got subtitles, which I don't mind. And then, of course, there's Wheel of Time. I don't know if that's Apple, Netflix, or Amazon, one of them. But they all talk about this other dimensional reality and being guided and led from place to place and looking. And of course, Lynn lived this way for many years. I've lived this way. I want to embrace it and live more this way. So I do feel again, I'm going to say it again, Jupiter in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces. There's an invitation this year. The universe is supporting this. Our soul is yearning for this, to integrate this way of living and being more in our life. The other is not going away, but using this more as a navigational tool, you know, a tool of unfolding. All right, everyone, thank you so much for being here and co-creating this with me. Really do love you all so much. Such gifts. Thank you all that were able to call in. If you didn't get your question answered or you wanted a reading, I'm here next week, next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time, and there's a lot of nuggets in this show, a lot of little nuggets that came through. All right, we'll have Lynn back also at some point. And if you do get her book or start it, let me know. Also, remember February, Mark Mancola, The Way of Miracles, is coming back on. So gather your miracles, big and small, little, tiny, huge, tejante, big, and let's talk about it, call in, share about it. There's a post on Facebook and also my Instagram about miracles. You can share in the comments how you're experiencing your miracle and or miracles. All right, so lights, take good care, and I will see you next week.
Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.